This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Gilbert Sassenhagen, Jr. Date of birth, September the 3rd, 1965. Case ID number is 556-9825. Date of exam, September the 14th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Identifying medical information available prior to examination. Yes, from Dr. Yada, dated 6/27/2023, and a Social Security questionnaire dated 2023. Identifying information. This is a 58-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of depression / anxiety and diabetes mellitus with neuropathy. The claimant is presently employed at AARP, where he has been there for 2 years and is working 18 hours per week. He is presently not on disability. The claimant was in prison for 25 years and has recently been released from prison 2 years ago. At the present time, he lives with two other housemates in a house. Allegation number one, depression / anxiety. Number two, diabetes mellitus with polyneuropathy. History of allegations. Number one, depression / anxiety. The claimant states that since 2007, he has had symptoms of insomnia, decreased appetite, anger, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, nervousness, decreased ability to focus, weight loss, and frustration. The claimant states he has been in prison for 25 years. He also states he was unjustly sent to prison for aggravated sexual assault. The claimant states at the present time he works for AARP and is very happy at his job and that the people treat him very well. He also states that he suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder after seeing many violent acts in prison, which he states made him very nervous. He denies any suicidal ideation or any suicidal attempts, denies seeing shadows or hearing voices at will. At the present time, he is taking prazosin hydrochloride 5 milligrams QHS for nightmares, zolpidem 10 milligrams QHS for insomnia, and adroxyzine pamomate 25 milligrams TID for severe anxiety. His condition is stable right now, and he appears to be getting back on his feet. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 1999, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, or nephropathy, but does have diabetic polyneuropathy of his hands and feet, and cardiovascular disease. The claimant checks his blood glucose 3 times per week and states that it usually comes out between 70 to 300 milligrams / DL. His reading yesterday was 175 milligrams / DL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 12, which is very poorly controlled. He is presently on Humulin 70-30, 120 units sub-Q QAM and 60 units sub-Q QPM. Janumet, 100 milligrams / 1,000 milligrams QHS, and pioglitazone, 15 milligrams QD. His condition appears to not be very stable, and he appears to be an insulin-resistant diabetic. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1/2 block, stand for 30 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top or button his clothes. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. John Lung. He is presently on gabapentin. Six hundred milligrams, 2 tablets, TID, which he states does not help him. The only physical activity he does is walking around the house. Family history. The father died at the age of 62 from hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and myocardial infarction. His mother died from heart disease, lung cancer, and cervical cancer. Medications, nitroglycerin 0.4 milligrams sublingually, PRN is needed for chest pain, prazosin, hydrochloride 5 milligrams QHS, gabapentin 600 milligrams, 2 tablets TID, Humulin 70-30, 120 units sub-Q QAM, and 60 units sub-Q QPM, Janumet 100 milligrams / 1,000 milligrams QHS, Zolpidem 10 milligrams QHS, Telmisartan, 40 milligrams QD, hydroxyzine pamimate, 25 milligrams TID, and pioglitazone, 15 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, severe diabetic polyneuropathy, comma. Nightmares, comma. Post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, anxiety, comma, diabetes, comma, independent diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, non-ST elevated myocardial infarction with injection fraction of 40%, and a incomplete right bundle branch block. Hyperlipidemia, comma, history of COVID-19 pneumonia, dated 4/21/23, major surgeries, appendectomy, also history of dilated and ischemic cardiomyopathy, social history, tobacco. The claimant does have a history of smoking in the past, but has not smoked for many, many years. He also denies drinking at this time. The claimant has no delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant states he did smoke marijuana but has not smoked it since 1994. He denies the use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 187 pounds. Height 5 feet 6 inches, BP 132 over 75 mmHg, heart rate 90 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 96%, BMI 30. General. This is a 58-year-old male who does appear to be his stated age and is in acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant was very nervous and anxious and appeared to be worried. H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields was grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/200. Pinhole was 20/50. Corrected was 20/25. OS uncorrected was 20/200. Pinhole was 20/70. Corrector was 20/30. Binocular uncorrected was 20/50. Binocular corrected was 20/25. Could you drop down to lungs? Lungs were clear to auscultation, percussion bilaterally. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. However, the claimant did have some mild decreased breath sounds in the lower basses. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, and non-distended on palpation. The claimant does have some left flank tenderness. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had poor eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was anxious and nervous for the time. He had fairly clear thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was poor, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, and the Romber sign was positive. The claimant appears to be suffering from some kind of imbalance neurologically, which may be coming from the diabetic polyneuropathy. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? Musculoskeletal, the claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially of the legs and hands and on the left side. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion and of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant is only able to flex 90 degrees and has notable imbalance. He was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities with spasms noted. The claimant might be suffering from severe diabetic polyneuropathy because his blood glucose is so poorly controlled. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position it was 20 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is decrease range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant had difficulty in flexing his knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with much difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as walking at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He probably needs a cane, but did not present with one. Neurological. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. However, the claimant had terrible cramps and spasms when he did grip my hand. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is evidence of muscle wasting and severe muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine indexer's finger control is mild to moderately abnormal bilaterally. However, the claimant was initially able to grip plus 5 over 5, but is unable to oppose fingers, pinch, or make a full closed fist. Chest x-ray, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of severe diabetic polyneuropathy. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with much difficulty. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. However, the claimant is unable to pinch, pose, grasp, and make a full closed fist without having spasms or cramps. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant does show muscle wasting and does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and does have limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to severe diabetic polyneuropathy, uncontrolled insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, and anxiety. Probable diagnoses. Number one, depression / anxiety, - confirm with physical examination and medical records. The claimant appears to be responding well to the medications and appears to be adjusting to normal life activities. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. Insulin-dependent, appears to be poorly controlled, and the claimant does appear to have severe diabetic polyneuropathy of all four extremities, especially of his hand area. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Gilbert Sassenhagen, Jr.